Father, we thank you that we can gather for a few moments and just look at your word once again and speak to us this morning in the way that you would have us to be spoken to. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we want to continue through the prayer in the Bible in Matthew chapter 9. It's also given to us in the Gospel of Mark and in the Gospel of Luke. And as I mentioned last time, we had the beginning of this particular healing prayer was made by the ruler of the synagogue, which we know his name is Jairus, as it's given to us in Mark and Luke. And Bill had mentioned afterward a good point here, that a ruler came, and a ruler in the synagogue who believed in Jesus Christ was very unusual, because if anything, the rulers of the synagogue would never believe in Christ, right? But this one did. And so we saw the important parts of he is asking for healing of his daughter who was near death or had just died, that he came to Jesus, which is four things he did, which we talked about as being important. He came to Jesus. He humbled himself. He worshiped Jesus. Then he asked, and then he believed. Asked with expectancy. So Jesus responded and said, followed him, and his disciples followed alongside. And they were going to the man's house. Now, we have the second thing that happens here, an interruption. An interruption in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 9. Verse 19, so Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And in verse 20, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. So I just want to look at those three verses today about the interruption now. Here is Jesus, very busy. He has been healing people. The crowds are thronging him. Jairus makes his way to him and gets his attention. And now he's going to go to Jairus' house and raise his daughter from the dead. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood. Now, when we read a flow of blood, you know, you may think of you cut yourself and you're bleeding a little bit, and that's kind of a problem until you get a tourniquet on it or something like that. But this would be more like a continuing menstrual period, it would seem. And in under the law and in that particular day, a woman was unclean during that time of the month, and so she could not have access to the temple in an unclean position, and she could not, whoever she was with, she would defile them. So she couldn't even be with anybody. So think of the ostracism here for 12 years. If you were not permitted to go to the temple and worship for 12 years, it's not quite as bad as leprosy, but it's not too far away from leprosy because you couldn't be around people. She wasn't even supposed to be in public, and yet she's desperate because we read in the other Gospels that she had spent all of her money on physicians, and yet they were unable to heal her. So she's got a big problem here. And the problems that you and I have, we may think they're big problems, but I don't think any of us have ever had a problem as big as this woman had. Have any of you ever had a 12-year problem that caused you to be, first of all, not allowed to even worship in church or even be around other people? This is a big problem. And so normally you would be without hope, but she has this hope that if she can just touch the hem of his garment, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. So we see the same characteristics as again as with Jairus, right? She comes to Jesus. She humbles herself. It says she came from behind. She didn't approach him head on. She just kind of snuck around behind him. And all she wanted, she didn't want his attention. She didn't want him to know, because here she's embarrassed out of her mind that she'll be found out that she's impure and shouldn't be out there in the first place, expecting probably to be severely chastised if anybody finds out that she is out among people with an issue of blood. And she comes from behind, and then she touched the hem of his garment. We see the activation of faith as an interesting aspect to me, almost a phenomenon, really, that Lord works through our faith, and often it's through a point of activation where we believe that God can do it and will do it, providing certain things happen. In this case, it was, if I can touch his garment. Now, you and I both know it could have happened if she could have just said, if I can just get Jesus' eye, if I can just see his face, or if I can just have him smile at me, something, it would have been just the same. But she, being, I think, coming out of an issue of blood situation with, she wanted to remain anonymous. She didn't even want him to see her, I don't think. Otherwise, why would she have come in from behind? So she comes from behind in a very humble position, really, and she touched the hem of his garment. Now, the hem could be the thing around the sleeves. They had hems around the sleeves with some indication of who they were. Also, they had on the top tunic thing, they had these tassels, the zitzits. You may have seen them, the blue tassels hanging down. And he, being a rabbi, would have had that on. And so she may have touched the tassel. She may have touched the hem of his tunic. She might have even touched the hem of his robe. Or she might have touched the hem on his sleeve. We don't know. But she touched his garment. And what happened? Jesus turned around and he saw her. But look what he says. Be of good cheer. Same thing he told Peter that night after Peter had witnessed to the Jews there in Jerusalem. And Peter, when everything went well until he mentioned the word Gentiles, and they went crazy. And I'm sure Peter was just beside himself. Because the Lord doesn't say be of good cheer unless you need cheering up, right? So she needs cheering up, and he knows she would be afraid, be terribly afraid, because he knows everything about her. So he says, be of good cheer, daughter. Be of good cheer, daughter. Now, verse 20, by the way, and suddenly a woman, that is gune, really means a wife. I don't know if she had a husband to be around her after 12 years of being untouchable. I don't know. But anyway, Jesus is not even calling her a woman. He's calling her daughter. Beautiful, isn't it? The compassionate greeting here, be of good cheer, daughter. And then the statement, your faith has made you well. I think we in the evangelical church at large tend in some cases to maybe overreact a little bit to Catholicism and stuff like that, to the orthodoxy. Here's a situation with faith. We are so, not just orthodoxy, but we are so concerned about the faith and prosperity doctrine, which I think we should be, which is wrong. But there, it's all based on faith. And if you don't have enough faith, then you don't get well. If you don't have enough faith, then you're poor, and all these lies. But we don't want to minimize the importance of faith, because Jesus is telling this woman, your faith has made you well. And when Jesus says that, that it does not minimize the importance of faith, does it? He wants to work, but he will not work through you and through me if we're saying two things. One, I'm not going to do it, Lord. Or if we're saying, I don't believe it. Look at the wilderness march, 40 years wilderness march, because of Israel's unbelief in what God had promised them. So their unbelief kept them out of the promised land. Their unbelief caused them to have a 40-year funeral march in the wilderness. And if you and I come to the Lord without faith, that we can say, oh, I think he'll do it, but I don't believe he will do it. I don't think he's going to do it, because you've already committed yourself by saying, I don't believe he's going to do it. Now, I pray, and the Lord answers my prayers, and how many times do I come up with the statement, I can't believe that he did it. But usually when I say that, it's not that I am surprised he answered the prayer, I'm surprised the way he answered it, because I might have thought of 5, 10 different ways that maybe the Lord could do it this way, or maybe that way, or maybe this way. And he usually does it some other way over here that you never even dreamed of, right? And it's so beautiful, but I never thought of that idea. Anyway, he says, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. So we kind of have a repeat here. We have somebody coming to the Lord, somebody humbling themselves, somebody asking for what they need, and somebody believing that as they ask the Lord for what their need is, or what the request is, that he will not only hear it, but he will do it. And again, we get reminded of 1 John, don't we? 5, where it says, this is the confidence that we have, we believers have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we know that if he hears us, he will grant us the petition that we've asked. So what does it mean to us? Come to Jesus. Of course, we've already come for salvation, but we want to come to him all the time, right? He wants that relationship with us. And then we want to come in humility. We want to come boldly to the throne of grace. We want to come against the power of the evil one. We want to come against that lethargy and all those other things that hold us back. But we want to come boldly, not brashly, not saying, get out of my way, you know. But no, we want to come with confidence to the Lord, boldly to the throne of grace. We want to ask him for what we know we want to ask him for. He's our only hope. There was no other hope for this woman, was there? 12 years, exhausted all her money. If you've been to the doctor, I don't know how many have been to the doctor in a prolonged illness, but 12 years is a long time, isn't it? Particularly when you're ostracized and set apart from society, you can't even live a normal life. And so it's a big thing. And she knew there was no other hope, I'm sure. And so she's asking him, Lord, if I can just touch your garment, I shall be made well. So there is the expectancy. And he honors that. He says, your faith has made you well. With such kindness, be of good cheer, daughter. So when you come to the Lord, he's so kind, and he wants to hear from us, doesn't he? And so we want to have that relationship with him, where we come to him often. In fact, the Bible says pray without ceasing, doesn't it? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Father, we thank you for this prayer, and the evidence of coming to you, the evidence of humility and worshiping you and approaching you in the right way, and then asking with expectancy. So help us, Lord, not to forget these lessons that you give us through your scriptures. Bless each one today, and may your hand be upon us as we go through this day, again praying without ceasing, giving you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.